News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
We take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup, Benton Harbor and Ottawa Hills tonight on WSJM. First of all, for Ottawa Hills, 2-1 on the season, Coach Derek King is going to go with three guards, a forward and a center. The guards are James Webster. James is a 5'9 junior. Second guard is Michael Hawkins. Michael is a 5'11 senior. The third guard is Santana Phillips. Santana, a 5'7 junior. The forward is Damian Cochran. Damian, a 6'2 senior. And the starting center is 6'2 senior Reggie Haynes. Again, for Ottawa Hills, the guards are Santana Phillips, Michael Hawkins, and James Webster. The forward is Damian Cochran, and the starting center is Reggie Haynes. For Benton Harbor and head coach Corey Sterling, the Tigers coming in at 4-0 in the season. His guards are Kentrell Pullian. Kentrell, a 5'10 sophomore, along with Quindarius Davis. Quindarius, a 5'11 senior. And the three forwards are William Suggs. William, a 6'3 senior. Carlos Johnson, a 6'6 senior. And Joe Johnson, a 6'4 senior. Again, for Benton Harbor, the guards are Quindarius Davis and Kentrell Pullian. The forwards, Joe Johnson, Carlos Johnson, and William Suggs. Those are the starters. We will take a break. Opening tip coming up. Benton Harbor and Ottawa Hills tonight on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Silky Homes and Improvement.
Silky Homes and Improvement in Bridgeman is your local Kohler showroom, where you'll find the complete package from design, quality products, and installation services. We coordinate your entire project from start to finish. Stop by our showroom Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and let's get planning your bathroom, shower, or kitchen remodel project today. You've waited long enough for this. Now's the time to just do it. Stop in today.
I just bought a used car.
Hey, so did I.
There's a little dent in the door and a few scratches, but hey, considering the deal I got, I can live with a few imperfections.
Yeah, well, I got the great price without the imperfections.
Whoa, no way that's used.
Cable 4's used car inventory and Ford certified pre-owned vehicles will make you swear you're driving new. Southwest Michigan's Ford certified pre-owned leader. See their inventory today at CampbellFordNiles.com.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back at Farnham Gym. The starters being introduced to this crowd here at Farnham Gym that continues to file in. And what a thrill for both of these teams. Benton Harbor kind of used to play like this nowadays. And Ottawa Hills, what a great opportunity to play in front of a crowd like this.
Yeah, crowd's fired up. I'm fired up, Phil. I hope you're fired up.
I am ready to go.
Man, I think this is going to be a great matchup. I'm really excited to see, you know, how these two teams react. Two high-powering offenses. I think this is going to be a really great game.
It's good to see these two rivals. This rivalry renewed here as part of the Earl McKee Holiday Classic. Benton Harbor is going to be wearing their black uniforms trimmed in orange and white, as Ottawa Hills is wearing their orange uniforms trimmed in black and orange. For Ottawa Hills, Damian Cochran will jump center, and for Benton Harbor, it'll be Carlos Johnson. Carlos coming in with a lot of fanfare, deservedly so, and he has not disappointed in the early going.
No,
so far.
Not at all. The Butler commit, man, he's a heck of a player, and I think tonight he's going to continue his great season. And hopefully, if you're Ottawa Hills, you got to find a way to try and contain him.
Near capacity crowd here at Farnham Gym again continuing to file in. We're about ready to jump things off, although the officials are waiting for one of the corners of the gym to clear a little bit as the crowd continues to try to come up the stairs. You got half the looking to go down, and then half the crowd upstairs, downstairs, looking to come up.
Yeah, it looks like some of the people are just trying to get in the game or something. They're on the court. They're I don't even know, man. It's, yeah, the staircase, there's like people on top of us. It's,
well, so far as college football is concerned, a nice win for Michigan State yesterday. Nice win for Notre Dame this afternoon.
Does Michigan beat Alabama now?
Oh, boy. What do you think?
I don't know how many guys of Alabama play.
Man, that's been my question over the last couple of weeks. How many guys from Alabama actually play in that game?
Yeah, I know they don't want to be there, and rightfully so. They're usually playing in the games tonight. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, how amped up do you get? So, you know, I think that's a really big chance for Jim Harbaugh to get his first win over against a really – if they can beat Michigan, it's going to be like, hey, this is the Michigan savior here.
I think they've got enough of the crowd – filtered in. We're about ready to tip things off here at Farnham Gym on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. for St. Joe. And two officials give the other official that's ready to jump it up the thumbs up, and we are ready to go. Benton Harbor and Ottawa Hills here on WSJM in the Earl McKee Holiday Classic, and the opening tip is going to be taken by Benton Harbor. Quindarius Davis will leave it off for Kensquarel Pullian, and Kentrell now in between the circles in the offensive end. Goes to William Suggs, corner right side, Carlos Johnson. Back to Pullian, now Davis, corner left side, it's Pullian. Suggs, left side of the lane to Joe Johnson. Back right side, Kentrell Pullian, three-point jumper is good. Benton Harbor will start with the early 3-0 lead. Ottawa Hills quickly into the offensive end. Phillips, corner right side, here's Hawkins, three-point jumper is off the mark, out of bounds, it is off of Ottawa Hills, and it will go to Benton Harbor. Tigers will inbound against full court pressure. They'll get it into Pullian, and Kentrell will walk it up over the timeline as he gets the offensive instructions from head coach Corey Sterling. Kentrell will toss it left side to Suggs. Corner left side, it goes to Joe Johnson. Top of the key, Davis. To Suggs right side. Free throw line to Johnson. Now left corner. Three-point jumper for Kentrell. Pulling in is good.
Yeah, that's the key. If Benton Harbor can figure out a way to score points without having to get the ball to Carlos Johnson, that's going to set up Benton Harbor for a lot of success tonight.
Cockburn left side for Ottawa Hills. His three-point jumper is off the mark. Benton Harbor the rebound. Pulling into the offensive end. Here's Joe Johnson right side of the lane. Off-balance jumper no good. And the rebound pulled down by Ottawa Hills. Joe Johnson going for the steal. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. They say off Benton Harbor. It'll stay with Ottawa Hills. It's going to be one of those high-intensity matchups between the Bengals and the Tigers.
Yeah, no shot clock needed tonight. They're going to look to run all game long.
6-0 is the Benton Harbor lead. They ran out to a 6-0 lead last night. And then Redford Union able to take a one-point lead late in the second quarter until Benton Harbor went on a little run to take the five-point advantage going into the half. Now the Tigers again up 6-0. Pull-up jumper left side of the lane. Phillips no good. And the rebound comes down to Benton Harbor. Quickly into the offensive end. Suggs drives baseline right side, lays it up and good. William Suggs with two, and it's an 8-0 Benton Harbor lead. Ottawa Hills up over the timeline. Phillips go to Cochran in the left wing, dribbles it to the top of the key. Now we'll look to drive right side of the lane, lay it off the glass, rolls out, no good. Carlos Johnson, the defensive rebound, looks down court. Ottawa Hills back quickly on defense to Quindarius Davis, drives right side, lays it up, no good. The cue is fouled, sent to the floor. He'll be at the line to shoot two. And the Ottawa Hills foul is on Reggie Haynes. Reggie, his first, and the team's first. Quindarius Davis at the line for Benton Harbor to shoot two. First one is good. One more coming up for Davis. Now a 9-0 run to begin the ball game for Benton Harbor. Not the start Ottawa Hills wanted.
No, they got to figure out, they got to slow down a little bit. I think they've forced a couple shots early.
Second free throw is no good for Davis. The rebound is lost out of bounds. It is off of Benton Harbor. It'll go to Ottawa Hills. The Bengals will inbound along the baseline in the backcourt against full court pressure. Hawkins will get it in to Webster. James down the right side for the Bengals. Has it in the right wing. Picked up by Davis defensively. Goes right side of the lane. Running jumper is in and out. No good. Rebound put back up by Cochran is good. Damian Cochran, the first bucket for Ottawa Hills. It's a 9-2 Benton Harbor lead. Tigers the basketball. Under 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter here at Farnham Gym. And you've got Kentrell Pullian dribbling out high for Benton Harbor. It's picked up by Phillips defensively. To Joe Johnson, back to Pullian, right side, another three, got it again! Kentrell Pullian's got the hot hand from outside, like Carlos Johnson had last night. Kentrell now with 3 3-pointers in the night. At the other end, Cochran will run the lane, lay it up and good. Damian Cochran's got 4 points. 12-4 is the Benton Harbor lead. And the Tigers the basketball. Pullian at the top of the key. Brings it right sideline. Wants a drive. He's denied. Pull up three is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound is out of bounds off of Ottawa Hills. It'll stay with Benton Harbor. Man, Kentrell Poling's coming up fire in the night.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, this is what makes Benton Harbor so good. I don't even think Carl Johnson's touched the ball on offense. And Benton Harbor has put up 12 points here 3 minutes into the game. If they can continue to do that and not just be a one-dimensional team, they're going to be really hard come March.
Carlos Johnson, hook shot, left side of the lane, no good. Defensive rebound pulled down by Ottawa Hills. Phillips quickly into the offensive end. Looks to drive the lane just inside the free throw line. Pull-up jumper, no good. Carlos Johnson, the rebound. Outlet right side for Quindarius Davis. Davis will wisely bring it back out high, reset the offense, get it to Johnson. Carlos in between the circles. Wants to drive, he's denied. Fakes the three, now will drive left side of the lane. Spin, his pull-up jumper in the lane is no good. Battle for the rebound comes out to Ottawa Hills. Webster quickly into the offensive end, goes right side. Hawkins, he'll lay it up, no good. Carlos Johnson, another defensive rebound for Benton Harbor. Under 4 minutes to go, opening quarter. 12-4 is the Benton Harbor lead. Tigers the basketball. Johnson will get it to Suggs, into the paint. Joe Johnson, short jumper is good. Joe Johnson with 2 points on the night, and it's a 14-4 Benton Harbor lead. The other end, Cochran, three-point jumper left side, no good. Carlos Johnson, another defensive rebound, and we'll have a foul on Ottawa Hills looking to get the ball back.
Benton Harbor's done an excellent job making Ottawa Hills take tough shots. A lot of their shots have either been contested layups or deep threes. If they can continue to do that, this could be a blowout game here for Benton Harbor.
Damian Cochran, the foul, his first. Second on Ottawa Hills. Benton Harbor to inbound. Davis one-on-one against Hawkins as he gets it up over the timeline. Right wing to Carlos Johnson. Now to Joe Johnson. Left side, Davis. Quindarius down left side of the lane to Carlos Johnson. Fadeaway jumper is good. I think right now it shows that Benton Harbor is not a one-man team in Carlos Johnson. He's a talent, but he's got a nice supporting cast. Three-point jumper left wing for Webster. No good. Loose ball rebound comes out to Ottawa Hills. Now from the left side, the jumper is no good for Moore. And a long rebound will come out to Phillips. And we'll have a timeout out on the side. 2:55 to go first quarter. Benton Harbor 16, Ottawa Hills 4 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
The aroma. Holiday mornings are special. As you grow older, the memories of holidays past are connected by the wonderful aroma of the day's feast. Everyone's coming to your place this time. You're proudly serving juicy, delicious ham and turkey you bought at Rogers Foodland because Rogers Butchers took the time to help you pick the right amount. This way, you have enough for leftovers. And most importantly, Aunt Millie will ask for seconds.
Rogers Foodland. News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
After the Ottawa Hills timeout, 2:55 to go first quarter. Benton Harbor 16, Ottawa Hills 4. It's been the Kentrell Pullian show for the most part here in the first quarter.
Yeah, if he would have hit three on the couple possessions ago, man, this crowd would have lit up pretty quick.
James Webster to the top of the key for Ottawa Hills. Just inside the arc. Two-point jumper is good for James. His first bucket tonight makes it a 10-point Benton Harbor. Six coming up on 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Carlos steps inside the arc. His jumper is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Joe Johnson put back. No. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back off the glass. That rolls out. No good. Ottawa Hills the rebound. Outlet almost stolen by Benton Harbor. And it's into the hands of Ottawa Hills. Moore will get it left side to Haynes, and he'll travel with it, making his way toward the lane, and the turnover is going to give it back to Benton Harbor. Tigers up by 10, 2:16 to go, first quarter. They'll inbound along the far sideline of the backcourt against full court pressure. Inbound pass will come to Quindarius Davis, one-on-one against Michael Hawkins. Quindarius, right wing, it goes to Carlos Johnson, to Joe Johnson, now left side, Davis in front of the Ottawa Hills bench. Quindarius, step back three-point jumper, rolls out, no good. Rebound is out of bounds off of Ottawa Hills. It stays with Benton Harbor underneath. The Tigers will inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. Quindarius Davis will trigger it in. Down low to Carlos Johnson, lays it up, it rolls out, no good. Hawkins the rebound for Ottawa Hills. Bengals looking to run. Phillips from the right side. Wants to go baseline. He's denied. Keeps the dribble. Tries it again. He'll drive it in. His shot swatted away by Carlos Johnson. Picked up by Benton Harbor. Suggs into the offensive end, dribbling out high. He'll get it to Joe Johnson from the right side, drives it in, lays it up, and got it, and a foul. Nice drive by Joe Johnson. He'll be at the line, looking to complete the three-point play. Ottawa Hills foul. Demarion Moore, his first, and the team's third. Give Demarion credit for taking the charge. If I see Joe Johnson running at me, I'm going to get out of the way. And the free throw rims out, no good. Rebound, Quindarius Davis put back. That rolls out, no good. Joe Johnson the rebound. Get it to Davis. Quindarius, fall away jumper in the lane is good.
And I really love Quindarius Davis. I love the way he plays. He plays so hard and physical. He's just a great player to watch. If you're a fan of high school basketball, he's one of those guys. He's just one of those grit and grind kind of players.
Yeah.
He's a great kid to watch.
And there's one guy who benefits from playing football coming into basketball season. Ottawa Hills will throw it away in the offensive end, and the turnover goes back to Benton Harbor. Yeah, and I've even commented with Corey Sterling on our coaches show on Saturday mornings on WSJM Sports. Quindarius, he plays quarterback on the football field, but he's a great quarterback on the basketball court as well. If he doesn't have the ball, he's still directing traffic and communicating on the floor. That's invaluable to have. Polian, top of the key, Johnson. Carlos goes left side to Davis, steps inside the arc, he'll drive it in. Pass into the lane is intercepted by Cochran, and here comes Ottawa Hills. Pass to the right side of the lane is knocked out of bounds. It is off of Benton Harbor. It's going to stay with Ottawa Hills underneath.
Yeah, it's kind of those keys, you know, it's another coach on the floor. And I think Carlos Johnson does a good job as that as well. But if you can have two or three of those guys that are out there and they're just kind of another coach,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so beneficial to have, especially from the point guard position.
On the dead ball, Greg Cooper will check in for Benton Harbor. Three-point jumper and the inbound pass is good for Michael Hawkins for Ottawa Hills. His first bucket of the night, and it's 20-9 Benton Harbor. Under a minute to go in the opening quarter. Kentrell Pullian with it out high for the Tigers. Dribbling out near midcourt on the high left wing. He's picked up by Cochran defensively. Works off the screen. Step back three, top of the key, good! Kentrell Pullian, his fourth three-pointer of the quarter. It's 23-9, Benton Harbor. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Webster up over the timeline. Ottawa Hills looks like they're going to play for one shot. Before they do, we've got an official's timeout. I think one of the fans walking along the sideline may have been actually out on the court. So they wanted to stop play. 12 seconds to go. Ottawa Hills will inbound along the near sideline. At midcourt. Derek King, the head coach of Ottawa Hills, wants to know, why did we stop? I don't think he saw the fan walking along the far sideline. Webster in between the circles, 5 seconds to go. Three-point jumper left wing, looked to bank it in, no good. Rebound put back is no good, and that does it for the first quarter. Take a break, score after one. Benton Harbor 23, Ottawa Hills 9. News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When your ride is repaired at AIR, Advanced Import Repair, it's not the work of some kid still learning to turn a wrench. It's in the skillful hands of owner John Van Landingham. And that's important because John has earned advanced master level certifications. So whether it's an oil change or a major repair, you can breathe easy with AIR. Specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, and Mazda, but every make and model's welcome. Breathe easy with AIR, Advanced Import Repair. M139, Benton Harbor.
You're here. Thank goodness. I'm ready to feel at ease, as you guys say.
Of course. We appreciate you calling us for your annual furnace tune-up.
I was also wondering, while you're here, if you might be able to check out this leak that I have in my basement?
Well, we don't do plumbing. We focus on heating and air conditioning.
Oh, could you just, like, install this new ceiling fan at least?
At McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning, we could be mediocre at multiple things, or an expert at one. We prefer to be experts.
Feel at ease with McGee's.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back at Farnham Gym. We've played a quarter. The nightcap of the Earl McKee Holiday Classic. It is Benton Harbor 23, Ottawa Hills 9. And of Benton Harbor's 23 points, 12 of them coming from Kentrell Pullian outside the three-point line.
He's got the hot hand. I think if you're Benton Harbor, you got to continue to find ways to get in the ball, see if he can continue his continuous play right now.
Alternate possession to begin the second quarter belongs to the Bengals of Ottawa Hills. And Santana Phillips dribbling in the right wing. Will drive it in from the right side. Lay it up and good. Phillips, his first bucket of the night. Makes it 23-11, Benton Harbor.
He's someone that's got to get going. He had 20 the other night. If he can get going, I think that's going to get Ottawa Hills back in this game.
Law pass down low intended for Greg Cooper. Intercepted by Ottawa Hills, and here come the Bengals. Phillips, deep right wing. Driving to the free throw line. Backs it out high in between the circles. He's picked up by Davis defensively. Now to Hawkins. The right side, Cochran in front of the Benton Harbor bench. Wants to drive. He's denied. Back to Hawkins in the left wing. Deep three-point jumper off the front of the rim. No good. And Benton Harbor, the rebound, Greg Cooper. Here's William Suggs from the right side. He'll drive it all the way in. Lay it up. No good. That he's fouling the shot. William's going to go to the line to shoot two for Benton Harbor. Ottawa Hills foul is on Damian Cochran, his second. And the team's fourth. High school basketball tonight on WSJM is brought to you in part by the NECA contractors and electrical workers of Local 153 and Pizza Hut. William Suggs at the line. His first free throw bounces off the back of the iron. No good. One more coming up for the 6'3 senior. Good crowd here for the nightcap. Final night of the Earl McKee Holiday Classic at Farnham Gym. Always draws a great crowd. Second free throw for Suggs is good. And after the made free throw, substitution for Benton Harbor as Trussell Singleton will check in for the first time tonight. 24-11. Tigers up by 13. Ottawa Hills to basketball. A little more than a minute gone in the second quarter here at Farnham Gym. Cochran from the right side. Whistle and a foul along the baseline. That's going to be a foul on Quindarius Davis. On the defensive side, Quindarius, his first personal foul. First on Benton Harbor in the half. Ottawa Hills, top of the key. Haynes, right side Cochran in front of the Benton Harbor bench. Steps toward the three-point arc. Three-point jumper's good. Damian Cochran with 7 points tonight. Ottawa Hills to within 10, 24-14, 6.5 till halftime. Carlos Johnson, right wing, three-point jumper, bounces out. Rebound put back is good for Kentrell Pullian. 14 points for Kentrell. Looks like Ottawa Hills almost kind of forgot about him.
Yeah, he's...
he's lighting it up. Phillips at the free throw line. Get into the right wing to Hawkins. Back to Phillips, right side, into the corner. Drives the baseline. Dish pass down low is intercepted by Benton Harbor. Joe Johnson, get it to Quindarius Davis. Davis loses the handle on it. Battle for the loose ball comes out to Ottawa Hills. Pass it to Haynes. He'll drive the left side of the lane. Lay it up with the right hand and good. Reggie Haynes, his first bucket tonight. He's got two. It's 26-16, Benton Harbor. Top of the key, Joe Johnson into the lane and traveled with it. In the lane, he was looking for the outlet pass and one too many steps. Gives it back to Ottawa Hills. The Bengals would like to make a little run here, middle part of this second quarter. Try to gain some momentum going into the locker room.
Yeah, they're kind of living and dying by the three right now, you know, and at this point they're kind of dying by it. But if they can start to hit a couple shots, they're going to get right back into this game pretty quick.
Phillips from the left wing. Speaking about a three, he'll let it go off the side of the rim. No good. Pulling in the defensive rebound for Benton Harbor to Joe Johnson. All alone down low. Lays it in. Joe Johnson's having a nice half. He's got 6 points. 28-16 is the Benton Harbor lead. Ottawa Hills the basketball. From the top of the key, Hawkins brings it to the left wing. He's picked up by Joe Johnson. Deep three-point jumper. Nothing but net for Michael Hawkins. His second three-pointer of the night. He's got 6 points. It's 28-19, Benton Harbor. The other end now, Singleton. Left side in front of the Ottawa Hills bench. Three-point jumper off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound to Hawkins for Ottawa Hills. Looking to run with it down the left side. Brings it to the free throw line. He'll dish it right side to Conkren. His three-point jumper. That's off the side of the rim. No good. And the rebound, Kentrell Pullian for Benton Harbor. Kentrell down the right side to the free throw line. Steps back outside of the arc. Right side, Davis. Quindarius bounce pass right side of the lane to Joe Johnson. He'll lay it up, and no, but he's fouling the way up. Joe's going to go back to the line to shoot two.
I might make a tally on how many times you say 3-point shot tonight. I'd say right now it's got to be over 20.
I think you're right. It's just it's going to be a shootout here tonight at Farmer Museum at this rate.
Yeah, we might reach here, you know, at this point. It might.
Boy, there have been a lot of times in the NBA this year, haven't there?
Holy smokes, yeah. I don't think teams play defense anymore. I don't think they do. Or maybe offense has gotten better. I don't know. Yeah, you see a college game and it's like 50-48, and then you go watch an NBA game, it's 150-148.
Two free throws for Joe Johnson on that trip. He's got 8 points tonight, 30-19.
I wonder what the highest scoring high school game is ever.
That would be a good question. That'd be fun to find out. I bet we'd be both amazed.
I bet Dave Wolf knows that answer.
He probably does. He doesn't even have to look it up. He looked it up once and he remembered.
Right.
Ottawa Hills in the offensive end. From the left side, Love. In between the circles, we'll get it to Webster. And away from the ball, we're going to have a blocking foul on Ottawa Hills. That's going to be on Damian Cochran. And for Damian, that's his third. Team's sixth. So he'll take a seat. As Derek King does not want him to pick up that fourth personal foul going into the locker room. Halfway through the second quarter, Benton Harbor up 30-19 with the basketball. Carlos Johnson drives the lane. Off-balance jumper rolls out, no good. His second attempt is no good. And the rebound will come out to Ottawa Hills. Outlet pass stolen away by Carlos Johnson. He'll lay it up and good. Carlos with 4 points. Steal in the inbound pass. Cantrell pulling in the steal in the lay-in. And we will have a timeout, Ottawa Hills. We'll step aside, 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Benton Harbor 34, Ottawa Hills 19, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week, Pepsi products 8-pack, 6.9-ounce bottles, or Coke products 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy two, get two free. Tostitas tortilla chips or Doritos and Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. Both buy one, get one free.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
After the Ottawa Hills timeout, Bengals to inbound in the backcourt. Benton Harbor 34, Ottawa Hills 19. The Bengals get it in. We're now down to 3:20 to go till halftime. From the free throw line, pull-up jumper, Webster no good. Carlos Johnson, the rebound quickly into the offensive end. Kentrell Pullian, right side of the lane, jumper in and out, no good. It was too close for him, I guess. And the rebound comes out to Ottawa Hills. Hawkins will drive the left side of the lane, lay it up and good. Michael Hawkins now with 8 points on the night. Benton Harbor up 34-21 with the basketball. Kentrell pulling in, pass to the left side is intercepted. Here comes Ottawa Hills. Webster, left side of the lane, will lay it in.
Now, I'm telling you, Ottawa Hills, they do a great job in transition. If they can start to get steals and buckets in transition, they're going to find themselves back in this game. You know, only down 11 with 2.5. If they can cut this game to, you know, 7-10 range here by halftime, I think Ottawa Hills will be glad with that.
34-23 right now, Benton Harbor with 2:20 to go till halftime. Tigers in the offensive end. Alley-oop pass down low to Carlos Johnson. He'll lay it in. Johnson with 6 points. Ottawa Hills quickly into the offensive end. Love's going to leave it off for Webster as he directs traffic in the high right wing. Picked up by Pullian defensively. Webster along the baseline left side into the corner. And a three-point jumper is up and no good. Benton Harbor the rebound. Cooper will get it out to Davis. from Darius. Now to Carlos Johnson. Johnson at the free throw line, pull-up jumper before the shot, a whistle and a foul.
Well, I found the two the highest scoring game between two teams. Glen Arbor Leelanau versus Free Soil in 1989, 265 points scored in the game.
Whoa!
Leelanau scored 171 and Free Soil scored 94.
Ooh.
Yeah, and here's a stat from Benton Harbor. This is the glory of the internet. Benton Harbor averaged 97 points a game in 1965.
How many points a game?
97.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play that team.
No thanks. Carlos Johnson was at the free throw line. Front end of the one and one, no good. And Ottawa Hills away with the rebound in transition.
Michael Hawkins got that.
Yeah, Michael Hawkins got the bucket down low and a foul on the shot. It's going to send him to the line. Benton Harbor foul is on Greg Cooper, his first. Only the second on Benton Harbor. Hawkins' free throw was good to complete the three-point play. 36-26, a 10-point Benton Harbor lead. Coming up in a minute and a half to play. Every time it looked like Benton Harbor was going to pull away, Ottawa Hills got a little run in them.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I think Derek King would be really happy. If he can get this game to 7-10 in that range by halftime, I think he'll be totally fine with that.
Carlos Johnson dribbling in the right wing. He'll drive it into the lane, loses the handle on it, picked up by Greg Cooper. Left side, Kentrell pulling in for three, and the shot is no good, but a foul on the shot's going to send Kentrell to the free throw line to shoot three.
I think if you are Derek King, you got to figure out a halftime a way to limit Suggs here in the second half. They're leaving him open, and he's really making them pay.
Foul is on Michael Hawkins, his first. The team's third, Kentrell Polian at the line, and the first free throw is good. First trip to the line tonight, two more coming up for the 5'10 sophomore. Kentrell's second one. No good, one more coming up. That one bounces around and down. 39-26, the Benton Harbor lead, Ottawa Hills. The basketball, now a minute 10 to go till halftime. It's Webster at the free throw line, jumper no good. Benton Harbor the rebound. Greg Cooper into the offensive end. The pass was intended for William Suggs. Too far for him to catch up to, and the turnover is going to give it back to Ottawa Hills. Bengals down by 13 with the basketball, 1 minute to go in the half. Webster, top of the key, Hawkins, drive the left side of the lane. Wraparound layup is no good. Cooper the rebound for Benton Harbor, outlet stolen. Lay-in from the left side is good for Reggie Haynes. Haynes has got four. 39-28 is the Benton Harbor lead. Tigers the basketball. 40 seconds to go in the half. Carlos Johnson, pass down low, tipped away. Carlos gets it back. He'll lay it up. Got it, and a foul. Johnson's got eight. He'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play.
If Carlos Johnson gets the ball inside the paint, I think you can just chalk up 2 points.
No, you're right. He's a beast. You can tell he's hit the weight room, too.
Yeah, he has. You know, ever since watching him, I remember watching him in eighth grade, and I was like, man, he's a big kid. And, you know, and you can see the dedication in the weight room, you know, now to his senior year. He definitely looks pretty big, a lot bigger out there.
Free throw for Carlos is good. It's a 42-28 Benton Harbor lead. Ottawa Hills the basketball under 30 seconds to go in the half. Here's Hawkins. Bounce it to Phillips in the left wing, steps inside the arc, follow away jumper, left side of the lane is no good. Carlos Johnson the rebound, loses it on the floor, he gets it back, 15 seconds to go. Carlos drives the lane, he'll lay it up, and nobody's fouling the way up.
That got all of Farnham Gym on their feet. That was some Kyrie Irving-like moves right there. Carlos Johnson showing off the ball handling skills.
Reggie Haynes to foul his second, team's ninth. Carlos goes back to the free throw line. It's time to shoot two. Got 9 points tonight. Front end is no good, but he's got one more coming up. Carlos with 28 points in the win over Redford Union last night. Second free throw for Carlos. Rams around and out, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Benton Harbor. Goes to Ottawa Hills with 10 seconds to go in the half.
Who's the best player you've ever covered in a game ever?
Me? Personally, I'd probably have to say Wilson Chandler.
Oh, really? You did his games?
Yes. There are a lot of guys I wish I had a chance to see play. At the other end, driving the left side of the lane, no good for Santana Phillips. And that's going to do it for the half as Benton Harbor dominates this first half of play. Nick Freer, when he played at Lakeshore, is another outstanding basketball player I had a chance to see play.
I was surprised you didn't say me, but it's all right.
Well, you, now that you mention it,
yeah,
I mean, you,
I think
you're
I
can, right there in
crack,
the mix.
Crack the top 10.
Without a doubt.
Would you put me number one of guys that helped you with the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're
perfect.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. That's got to be a short list.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll go back and start to recap the first half and play a score at the half. Benton Harbor 42, Ottawa Hills 28, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back at Farnham Gym. Second half, the nightcap of the Earl McKee Holiday Classic. Benton Harbor 42. Ottawa Hills 28, Kentrell Pullian, what a first half, 19 points for the Tigers.
Yeah, man, he found ways to get the ball. Benton Harbor found ways to get him the ball. If he continues to shoot like this, man, he could have a record-breaker performance tonight.
And as the teams were coming out, ready to get things underway, the officials are sending players back to their respective benches. I don't know if there was a question at the scorer's table. Now they're being whistled to come back out.
I see the clock isn't ready. Still zero here on the clock. But, you know, we're reaching the end of the decade, Phil. 2020 is approaching. What would you say? Best game of the decade you ever did?
Oh, man. You're going to have to give me some time.
Yeah, that's it. I told you. I got a question for you. It's going to give you some time.
You know, if I were to a knee-jerk reaction, and it might, even after I gave it some thought, might be Benton Harbor's state championship win over Catholic Central.
Is that the only one you did from the decade?
Championship game? I've done a couple of championship games. Carlos Johnson will drive from the left side. We'll lay it up, no good. The rebound comes out to Ottawa Hills. As far as a team winning a state championship?
Right, yeah, winning.
I did a Lakeshore softball game winning a state championship.
Oh, really? Okay.
Lake Michigan Catholic girls. Back in the day, I did their state championship game, and they won. But, yeah, it's just that game with Benton Harbor and Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Left side of the lane, Santana Phillips will drive it in for Ottawa Hills. Lay it up and good. Give him 4 points, and it's 42-30, Benton Harbor. That was just a great matchup.
It was.
Great competitive teams.
And Carlos hit a game-winning jumper, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Sean Hopkins actually sent it into overtime, and then Carlos Johnson hit a jumper and a three-point jumper. Speaking of that, from the left wing, Quindarius Davis is good. Quindarius has got 6 points on the night. Carlos hit the jumper to give Benton Harbor the lead, and then Catholic Central came down and had a last-second shot that fell short, and Benton Harbor won the state championship in overtime. Ottawa Hills will drive it in, layup no good, but a foul underneath on the rebound on Benton Harbor.
Yeah, I remember one thing from that game. Is I couldn't go to the game for some reason, and so I was going to watch it at home. And there was, like, a delay because the Red Wings were playing, and, like, they had the – so they played it at, like, 11. So I was going to be like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm not going to look at any updates, and I'm going to watch it at, like, 11 o'clock. And, like, my dad comes in the house and says, Benton Harbor's won the state championship. So I was like, well, that just ruined that plan.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. So I ended up didn't watch the game, man. I knew who won.
Reggie Haynes at the line to shoot two. First one, no good. One more coming up for the 6'2 senior. But if I gave it some more thought, I don't know if there'd be another one that that would top Benton Harbor, Grand Rapids, Catholic Central. Second free throw, no good. Benton Harbor, the rebound outlet is intercepted by Ottawa Hills. Now Phillips, the drive from the left side of the lane. Lay it up, no good. Haynes, the rebound put back and swatted away by Johnson. Loose ball is out of bounds off Ottawa Hills. It'll go to Benton Harbor.
I don't know if you did this game. I'm trying to think of one of my favorite games. I don't know. Did the Lakeshore Dowagiac game from like 2013 when Keith Rushweiler had that game-winning layup?
And that would have been at
Berrien Springs. Was that Berrien
Springs?
Springs.
I was
with Dontell Highsmith.
Okay. I must have done that one. I know there was another classic matchup at Buchanan.
Yeah, it was like two in the state versus number three in the state.
Yes.
And it was like a 63-62 game in overtime. Or
offensive foul for Benton Harbor. Joe Johnson got it to fall, and he's fouled on the way up. Yeah, those were some great
matchups. That was
too.
Probably the greatest high school basketball game I've ever seen in my life. That was I mean, just the that was. I remember my brother. That was his junior year when he was playing. That was.
Okay.
And that was one heck of a game to watch. I could probably recite that whole game like from memory. I was in like 7th or 8th grade.
Free throw attempt for Joe Johnson, no good. He's got 10 points on the night. Ottawa Hills quickly from the free throw line for Cochran, no good. Benton Harbor the rebound. Here comes Quindarius Day. He's up, no good. Carlos Johnson, the follow is good. 49-30 is the Benton Harbor lead. Tigers starting to pull away. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line. No good for Webster. Get it out to Quindarius Davis. Drives the left side of the lane. Lays it up right-handed. Got it and a foul.
There's one thing the average fan doesn't see. Carlos Johnson's vision is his passing ability. Look at that. A full court bounce pass. You don't see a lot of high school kids making that pass.
No.
That's just credit Carlos Johnson and his vision right there.
Damian Cochran, the foul. That's his fourth. So he's got four. And Reggie Haynes has got three for Ottawa Hills. Quindarius Davis at the line looking to complete the three-point play. None of the games I've seen of Benton Harbor, Quindarius has had amazing second halves of each game. Free throw no good. Here comes Ottawa Hills from the left side. Three-point jumper is no good for Webster. Joe Johnson the rebound for Benton Harbor to Carlos Johnson. Carlos drives the lane, lays it up, and bounces out. No good. And it's out of bounds off of Benton Harbor. It'll go back to Ottawa Hills. Now going back to what you said about Carlos, he does have great vision.
Reminds me of LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, he sees the court. He sees everything.
Yeah, and he's always looking. You know, there's sometimes I remember last year, I was like, man, he needs to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
You know, there's times he has open shots, and he looks to find the extra pass.
Ottawa Hills into the offensive end. Benton Harbor up 51-30. And driving the left side of the lane, layup good for James Webster. We'll have a timeout. Ottawa Hills will step aside. 5:16 to go, third quarter. Benton Harbor 51, Ottawa Hills 32. On 94.9 WSJM Sports.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient. These workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Coming out of the timeout by Ottawa Hills, 5:16 to go, third quarter. Benton Harbor 51, Ottawa Hills 32. Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back at Farmham Gym at Benton Harbor. Tigers will inbound in the backcourt against full court pressure. They'll get it to Carlos Johnson one-on-one against James Webster. Johnson. Ball stripped away by Webster. He'll drive it down the right side of the lane, lay it in. James Webster with a nice steal and a finish. He's got 8 points. It's 51-34, Benton Harbor. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Davis will get it to Joe Johnson at the top of the key to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper middle of the lane, no good. Battle for the rebound, tipped around, comes to Joe Johnson, loses it on the floor, and it's picked up by Ottawa Hills. Hawkins pass left side is kicked out of bounds off Benton Harbor. It will stay with Ottawa Hills down low in the offensive end. 4:44 to play, third quarter. Benton Harbor up 51-34. Ottawa Hills to inbound along the offensive baseline. Comes out to Hawkins. Right side to Webster along the far sideline. Brings it out high. Pull-up jumper just inside the free throw line. Rims out, no good. Carlos Johnson the rebound for Benton Harbor. Carlos goes left side to Davis. Quindarius drives it in, lays it up, bounces out, no good. Loose ball rebound did it result in a foul battling for the loose ball. And that foul's going to be on Quindarius Davis. Quindarius, his second personal foul. Team's second. Ottawa Hills to inbound along the near sideline in the backcourt. It'll come out to Phillips. Santana, shovel pass top of the key to James Webster. Webster will get it to Hawkins. Back to Phillips, dribbling in the left wing. He's picked up by Kentrell Pulling in defensively. Wants to drive, he's denied. Tries it again, splits a couple of the defenders. Now loses it on the floor, scramble for it. And stolen by Benton Harbor, but they step on the end line. Does Joe Johnson, and stays with Ottawa Hills underneath.
I wonder how long I was waiting for that official. Like, the Benton Harbor kid was out of bounds for about 3 minutes late, fighting for the loose paws, waiting for the guy to finally call it.
Deep three from the left wing, no good for Hawkins. Carlos Johnson the rebound for Benton Harbor. Right side of the lane, Pullian down low to Suggs. William will lay it up and good. Suggs has got five. It's 53-34. Benton Harbor. 3:45 to play. Just inside the arc, top of the key. Jumper is no good for Webster. Benton Harbor, another defensive rebound. Carlos Johnson to Joe Johnson. He'll drive it in and travels with it. And Joe went up expecting the shot to be blocked, and he came back down with it and traveled.
I thought he was just going to throw it off the backboard, trailing Carlos Johnson there. That would have got Farnham fired up.
On the dead ball, Corey Sterling go to the bench as Greg Cooper will check back in for the Tigers. Benton Harbor up 53-34, 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM, Webster in front of the Ottawa Hills bench will drive it into the lane, lay it up. The shot is blocked by Cooper. Loose ball picked up at Benton Harbor. Here's Quindarius Davis. Davis, alley-oop to Carlos Johnson, and a two-handed jam. 13 points for Johnson, leading jumper left side of the lane for Webster, no good. Cooper the rebound for Benton Harbor. He'll get it to Quindarius Davis. And you can tell Davis and Johnson have played together for quite some time.
Yeah, they got a lot of chemistry. I mean, that's it.
Carlos Johnson left side, three-point jumper is good. And Carlos Johnson now starting to take control.
Yeah, just to have that vision of seeing someone that's trailing behind you and to have that ability and trust to know, hey, I can throw an oop there. It's definitely two teams that have played together for a while.
On the inbound pass, we'll have a foul on Benton Harbor. It'll be a reach-in. That's going to be on William Suggs. Willie picks up his first. Team's third.
Yeah, you might have to put out a tops of the decade.
That'd be kind of fun to sit down and try to remember the game.
That's going to be my homework for you. You got like 3 days to do it. It's due the 31st.
I thought I was done with the homework stuff.
Yeah.
Ottawa Hills into the offensive end. Here's Phillips from the left wing. Looking to drive. He's denied by Trussell Singleton. Brings it back out high. Now left side to Cochran. Wants to drive. He's hounded by Quindarius Davis. Get it back out to the midcourt circle. Here's Hawkins. The Harbor fans loving what they see on the defensive side here. Hawkins, his pass down low, tipped away, and scramble for the loose ball comes to Ottawa Hills. Now they'll lose it on the floor once again, and the loose ball comes to Quindarius Davis. He will be tied up. We've got a jump ball, and it keeps it with Ottawa Hills. I like it when fans will actually get up and applaud defensive play.
Yeah, you know, this is credit to Benton Harbor. I mean, this is by far Ottawa Hills' lowest scoring game of the year. I mean, 34 points at 2.5. For a team that's averaging over 80 a game.
3-point jump left side for Hawkins, no good. Carlos Johnson the rebound. Quickly into the offensive end. Driver the lane. Carlos will lay it up in the left hand. Got it, and a foul.
The team that's averaging 80 a game, to hold them to 34 right now, I mean, they're going to go well below their season average. I mean, that's just credit to Benton Harbor's defense. If you're going to take away one thing from this game, you're going to see that Benton Harbor is a legit defensive team.
DeMyron Moore, the foul. It'll be his fourth. Carlos Johnson, the free throw is good. Carlos will complete the 3-point play.
And if you're going to take one other thing from this game, if Carlos Johnson's going up for a layup, you got to either not let him shoot it or don't foul him. Because he's going to complete the and one every time.
Left side of the lane, Haynes will try to drive it in. He'll lay it up, and before he does, a foul on the way in. That's going to be on Trussell Singleton. His first, team's fourth. Ottawa Hills will inbound along the offensive baseline. Come out to Hawkins, who's picked up by Singleton defensively. Looks to drive, denied, and the loose ball's picked up by Benton Harbor. Kyle Booth into the offensive end. We'll get it out to Quindarius Davis. He'll lay it up and good. 10 points for Quindarius Davis. 63-34 is the Benton Harbor lead. Another Tiger steal. Cooper will get it to Booth, the offensive end. Alley-oop down low. Carlos Johnson will lay it in, and we'll have another timeout. Ottawa Hills. We will step to go third quarter. Benton Harbor 65, Ottawa Hills 34 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hi, I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We avoid tokenism. We won't participate in any form of tokenism. Hiring somebody who's disabled because it's real nice, we don't want any part of that. We want you to hire someone who's disabled because they're the very best person for the job, and you've taken the time to discover that. I'm Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We're making a difference in people's lives by maximizing abilities, something we call maxability. Inclusion and independence for everyone, every day, everywhere.
GatewayVRO.com.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back at Farnham Gym. Benton Harbor pulling away here in the second half. Tigers looked like they were going to go on a couple of runs in the first half. Ottawa Hills kept themselves in the ballgame, but coming out of the break, Benton Harbor is really pulling away now.
Every time they're getting after loose balls, and they're getting a lot of transition buckets because they're forcing Ottawa Hills into tough shots, so they're being able to leak out and get wide open layups and dunks.
65-34, Benton Harbor, a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Benton Harbor faithful getting their money's worth here tonight, watching the Tigers pull away. After the Ottawa Hills timeout, Bengals will inbound in the backcourt uncontested. Hawkins will get it to Phillips. Looks to drive from the left side into the corner. Get it to Haynes. Back to Phillips. Now out high. He finds Wilson. Kevin. Drive. Denied. Get it to Haynes and he's fouled. Quindarius Davis going for the steal. So Quindarius. This little foul. Team's fifth. Five fouls on Benton Harbor, three on Ottawa Hills. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Benton Harbor up 65-34. Hawkins, the shot is blocked away by Greg Cooper. Loose ball pick. With 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Cochran from the free throw line will drive it in. Lean in, lay it up, no good. Quindarius Davis, the loose ball rebound. He'll alley-oop down low to Carlos Johnson. Brings it down. Johnson having a monster third quarter at the other end. Hawkins will drive it in, lay it down the right side, and good. Hawkins has got 13 on the night.
I don't even think Carlos has taken anything but a layup. And here's
the left side of the lane, lay it up and good. Carlos Johnson's taking control of this ball game here. Jumper top of the key is good. A three-point jumper for Santana Phillips. Third quarter comes to a close. We'll take a break. We play three of Benton Harbor 69, Ottawa Hill on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
I just bought a used car.
Hey, so did I.
There's a little dent in the door and a few scratches, but hey, considering the deal I got, I can live with a few imperfections.
Yeah, well, I got the great price without the imperfections.
Whoa, no way that's used.
Campbell Ford's used car inventory and Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles will make you swear you're driving new. Southwest Michigan's Ford-certified pre-owned leader. See their inventory today at CampbellFordNiles.com.
The ball is in the air, and it's picked off.
Hey, that ball was picked off by rookie number 799.
Boom.
Pizza Hut's new $7.99 pickup deal is perfect for game time or anytime. Pick up a large pizza with up to three toppings for $7.99 today from any local hometown Pizza Hut. But remember, the $7.99 pickup deal is NFL, not for long, and carry out only.
Not much time on the clock. It's coming down to the wire.
Hey, Boom, check out the play clock. It says $7.99.
No one out-pizzas the Hut.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back at Farnham Gym. One more quarter to play. The nightcap of the Earl McKee Holiday Classic at Benton Harbor. It's Benton Harbor 69, Ottawa Hills 39. Benton Harbor, the basketball on the alternate possession. Pass down low is intercepted by the Bengals. And streaking down the left side of the lane, Michael Hawkins will lay it up and good to give him 15 points. And we'll have a foul on the inbound pass. That's going to be on Benton Harbor. I think William Suggs with a push off, trying to clear out some room.
All right, best performance you've ever seen. Only this decade.
Kaiser Gondrezi.
Which scored like 81?
Yeah, she scored like, was it the 70 or 80 some points in a district game at
I think it was Buchanan, wasn't it?
It was against Buchanan.
It was at
left side of the lane. Michael Hawkins will lay it up.
Is it at Dowagiac?
He was at, yes, it was at Dowagiac.
Yeah, I remember that game. Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I look at, down on my score sheet and oh my God. She, at that point, she had 72 points. It's like I've never seen it, and I never will again, a performance like that.
I remember people were like, yeah, you guys should have guarded her. And I on Twitter, I was like, oh, I mean, they kind of triple and quadruple teamed her.
Ben Hubbard drives it in. Foul on Ottawa Hills. It's on Reggie Haynes. Picks up his fourth. Team's fourth. There's a shooting foul. Sends Carlos Johnson to the line to shoot two. Carlos with 25 points on the night. He had 9 at halftime. Up to 25. And Kentrell Polian, 19 points. So Ottawa Hills decided they'd pick up Kentrell Polian and left Carlos Johnson to work his magic.
I'm telling you, this is what's going to make Benton Harbor a great team. Once teams start to figure out that, hey, they aren't one-dimensional, and they're going to start to have to guard four or five guys, and that's just going to leave more open space for Quindarius Davis and Carlos Johnson.
Second free throw for Carlos is good to give him 6 points. You mentioned Quindarius Davis. He's got 10. I don't think he's had a game yet this year that he hasn't scored in double figures. Three-point jumper, Ottawa Hills no good. Carlos Johnson the rebound, loses the handle on it, gets it back, get it down low to Suggs. William will lay it up, and good.
Yeah, and you probably said tonight that Quindarius Davis has had a quiet game, but still a quiet 10 for sure.
Yeah. 72-43 is the Benton Harbor lead. Cochran will drive the right side of the lane, lay it up, no good. William Suggs is going to get called for the block. Willie picks up his third personal foul, and the team's seventh. He's going to send Damian Cochran to the line to shoot two. Got 7 points all in the first half. First one bouncing out, no good. One more coming up. Yes, you've got double figures for Carlos Johnson, Kentrell Polian, Quindarius Davis, and Joe Johnson, all in double figures. And William Suggs is 3 points away from being in double figures. Second free throw is good for Damian Cochran. Give him 8 points tonight. 72-44 at the other end for Benton Harbor. Joe Johnson with a short jumper. Box left side, no good, but he's fouled on the way up, and Joe's going to go to the line to shoot two. The Ottawa Hills fouls on James Webster, his second, and the team's fifth. Joe with 10 points in the night. He's 2 of 4 from the free throw line. First one is good. And again, Benton Harbor, we're at 73 points with their defensive effort. Ottawa Hills, well below what they've averaged so far.
Well, what did we say before the game? The team that gives up less than 50, was it 60? Yeah, it's one of those two. It's probably going to win the game.
Free throw no good. Kentrell pulling in the rebound. Dump it down low. Carlos Johnson will lay it in.
Or maybe the first team in 90. That might also help as well.
28 points for Carlos Johnson. Step back three. Left side for Kevin Wilson. Right side for Ottawa Hills. No good. 6.5 minutes to play. The Tigers in control. Left side. Quindarius Davis for three. Rims out. No good. And the rebound, Phillips. Get it left side, Hawkins. He'll drive the left side of the lane, lay it up, no good. The putback follow is good by Kevin Wilson. Wilson's got two. 75-46, Benton Harbor, and a reach-in foul on Ottawa Hills. It's going to be on Wilson going for the steal. Kevin picks up his first, and that's the team's sixth.
I just still can't believe some team put up 171 points.
That's amazing.
I saw 75 on the scoreboard. I was like, wow, they got to score 96 more points to get to that.
Wow. I wonder how long it took to play that game.
Yeah. There must have been a 10-point line that no one knew about.
Benton Harbord inbound from the far sideline at midcourt. Kyle Booth tossed it in. Here's Pulley. Cantrell, right wing, three-point jumper. Got it! points for Kentrell Pulling at the other end. James Webster will drive the right side of the lane, lay it up and good. He's got 10. 78-48 Benton Harbor. Carlos Johnson from the right side. Drives the left side of the lane. Loses the handle on it. Loose ball picked up by Ottawa Hills. Hawkins right side. Drives it in and lays it up and good. 6 points in the quarter. 19 on the night for Michael Hawkins. Pulling in a high right wing for Benton Harbor. 5:20 to play. Tigers up 78-50. Polian, top of the key for three. Got it again! Carlos Johnson's having a hot second half, and Kentrell Polian says, don't forget about me.
Yeah, just continue right where he left off in the first half.
Deep three, right side. Phillips for Ottawa Hills is good. 10 points for Phillips. 81-53.
They got a chance to put up 100.
We're going to have a timeout. Benton Harbor will step aside. 4:52 to play. Benton Harbor 81, Ottawa Hills 53 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Auto Owners has a local claims branch, so they have a field of adjusters here in St. Joe.
Rich Brand and Tara Halsey from IMS, a local company working with Auto Owners Insurance to provide local service to their clients.
I don't think you're going to feel real comfortable dealing with somebody who may be in Pennsylvania or Texas or, you know, California for that matter. Our whole staff lives locally. We're accessible. We're out there in the community every single day.
IMS in St. Joseph and Niles.
Insurance Management Service.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM is brought to you in part by Advanced Import Repair, Harding's Friendly Markets, and Dominion Auto Group. Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back at Farnham Gym. 4:52 to play. Benton Harbor 81, Ottawa Hills 53. You saw the way Ottawa Hills played last night against Parchman. You expected a really competitive game here tonight. Benton Harbor had nothing to do with that. They have dominated throughout. Kentrell Polian. Nice ball handling left wing. He'll bring it to the right side, and he is fouled. Kentrell's going to go to the line and shoot 1-1.
Yeah, that first half, you know, Ottawa Hills kept climbing back. Benton Harbor get a lead. Ottawa Hills would kind of keep it in the 8-12 range, and then second half started and Benton Harbor just kind of started to pull away.
Foul is on James Webster, his third. Team seventh. Kentrell pulling it at the line to shoot 1-1. And if we had a player of the game, he'd be a strong, strong candidate.
Yeah, this is one of the most impressive three-point shooting performances I've seen.
First free throw no good, will not get the foul, but the rebound put back up by Greg Cooper is good. Cooper, his first bucket tonight. He's got two, it's 83-53. Benton Harbor the lead, Ottawa Hills the basketball. Under 4.5 minutes to play. Webster down the left side of the lane, will lay it up, no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Ottawa Hills. It's Wilson into the corner right side. Webster for three, and he got it. James Webster with 13 points, 80. Halfway through the fourth quarter. In traffic, you think about this, Kentrell Polian's only a sophomore.
Yeah, Benton Harbor's got another kid that I think they can go to. You know, the last few years it's been Carlos Johnson. If Kentrell Polian continues to develop, he's going to be a heck of a player going forward.
Carlos Johnson down low. Rebound put back up is no good. Long rebound comes out to Quindarius Davis, and Quindarius to reset the offense. Brings it on the left side of the lane. Leaning jumper. Good. Davis has got 12. 85-56. Benton Harbor. 3.5 minutes to play. Right side, Wilson for Ottawa Hills to Phillips. Deep three-point jumper, no. Benton Harbor the rebound. Greg Cooper, get it to Johnson. Carlos to Cooper, right side, lays it in. Greg Cooper the bucket, Carlos Johnson the assist. Greg's got four, it's 87-56. Benton Harbor, 3 minutes to go in the game. And as Webster looks to drive the lane, he is fouled, a reach-in foul on Benton Harbor.
Phil, you know how they do the 94 feet in college? For like a college basketball game, they do that like 94 feet. I think you have to play pig against like one of the other team's star players and just talk to them, and then while you're playing pig.
That'd be kind of a fun segment to do.
Yeah, during halftime, you got to take them from the huddle and just play pig. So everyone watches. You say, how did you do the first half? How does the first half make you feel as you're shooting in front of the crowd?
First free throw is good for James Webster. He'll get the bonus.
How many of those games would you win?
How many would I win?
Yeah.
None?
I don't know.
I can say in all honesty.
I've seen with that corner jumper of yours. I think you caused some problems for some people.
That was Nerf ball in my dorm room. I had
all
that
right,
shot
you have to
down.
Play Nerf. Yeah, all right, we have to play. We have to bring out the Nerf hoop.
Benton Harbor up 87-58, under 3 minutes to play. Tigers in the offensive end. Corey Sterling clearing the bench. Kai Hunt with it. Left side of the lane, pull-up jumper, rolls out, no good. Rebound comes out to Benton Harbor. To the right side, three-point jumper, no good for Daniel Moore. And the rebound is out of bounds. It is off of Benton Harbor. It goes to Ottawa Hills. What a showing for the Tigers here tonight against the Bengals. 87-58, now 2.5 minutes to go. Ottawa Hills, left side of the lane. Phillips drive it in, lay it up, no good. Moore the rebound for Benton Harbor. Ball tipped away, and we're going to have a reach and foul on Ottawa Hills. That's going to be on James Webster. Webster will pick up his fourth. A couple substitutions for the Bengals. Reggie Nash will check in. And Darian Love also in for Benton Harbor. Daniel Moore at the free throw line. Shoot 1-1, front end is good. Daniel, his first bucket of the night, or first point of the night. Give him one. One more coming up for the 5'10 senior. 2:22 to play. Benton Harbor up 88-58. Second free throw is also good. Ottawa Hills down the right side. Hawkins. Left wing to Love.
Have you ever seen a team score 100 that you've covered?
A particular game doesn't stand out to me, but I have seen a team hit 100. Running jumper left side of the lane for Hawkins is good. 21 points for Michael. Not much. I mean, maybe once or twice.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something like the highest scores I ever remember. And, you know, like 80, you're like, I mean, you score in the 60s, you're like, yeah, that's a pretty high scoring game.
Yeah.
Obviously, these two teams, no stranger to scoring points.
Benton Harbor in the offensive end, tied up. We've got a jump ball in the alternate position, gives it to Ottawa Hills. Minute 46 to play. Benton Harbor up 89-60. Ottawa Hills will inbound along the near sideline in the backcourt right in front of the Benton Harbor bench. Darian Love to the top of the key. Now we'll toss it left side. Three-point jumper for Hill, no good. Loose ball rebound comes out to Ottawa Hills. Nash, right side of the lane, will find Hill. Bounce it down low, and it's lost out of bounds off Ottawa Hills. It'll go to Benton Harbor. Minute 23 to play as the crowd starts to filter out here at Farnham Gym.
Well, half over on the court as we speak.
Yeah,
right,
they
now
are. Tigers will walk it up over the timeline with Daniel Moore. Moore will toss it left side. Three-point jumper is no good for Kai Hunt. Rebound comes out to Benton Harbor. To the right side, a three-point jumper along the baseline, no good. Rebound will come out to Ottawa Hills. 1 minute to play. Tigers set to improve to 5-0 on the season. Drive in the lane, layup good for Darian Love. Love's got 2 points. 89-62 Benton Harbor. Quickly into the offensive end, Kyle Booth. Drive it in from the right side, lay it up and good.
Are you doing that Flint Beecher Benton Harbor game?
I got to look at the schedule. I don't know if we have a conflict with U of M basketball or not, but if we don't,
that's
we'll going to
be another great game. Flint Beecher's got two really good. One kid's Division I tail, and another one will be. He's a sophomore in high school. They got two. That's going to be a heck of a game. I believe Flint Beecher's number one in Class C or Division III, however they do that now.
Whatever.
They changed it, right? It's like Division Class. I don't even know how it works.
Yeah, classes are gone, and divisions are in. Ottawa Hills tied up in their offensive end. Jump ball gives it to Benton Harbor, 25 seconds to go. Booth will drive it in from outside, now kicking into the right wing. Driving it in from there, layup no good for Lewis Johnson. Ottawa Hills the rebound, and at the other end, a one-handed slam dunk is good by Damarion Moore. Moore's got 2, 7 seconds to play. Daniel Moore dribbles it to the left side as the Tigers run the clock out. Jumper at the buzzer, no good, and the Benton Harbor Tigers pull away in the second half. They win in convincing fashion over Ottawa Hills tonight in the Earl McKee Holiday Classic. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score, Benton Harbor 91, Ottawa Hills 64 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you're an electrician with 5 years' experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, 3 pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
I'm sure a new furnace isn't exactly what you were hoping for under the tree, but you can't leave your family in the cold. Hi, I'm Michael Ross from City Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. I know money can be tighter this time of year with all the extra holiday spending, but you shouldn't have to choose between your family's comfort or Christmas presents under the tree. That's why financing is always an option with us. Just click on the financing tab on our website and look for the Quick Comfort logo.
CityPlumbing-Heating.com. The crew in blue. A Rheem Pro Partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Phil McDonald, Luke Meyer back at Farnham Gym. Our final score is Benton Harbor 91, Ottawa Hills 64. And the way this game started out, Benton Harbor opened the game scoring the first 9 points. They go up 9-0. You kind of had a feel, you know, if you're Ottawa Hills, we might be in for a long night. Benton Harbor looked like they were going to try to pull away a couple times in that first half. Ottawa Hills did their best to keep it close. Pretty close to around 10 points going into the half. It wound up being 42-28 going into the half. And then Benton Harbor just dominated in the second half.
Yeah, credit Corey Sterling and the Benton Harbor Tigers. You know, they never let Ottawa Hills back into the game. I think that was the one way that I think Ottawa Hills is going to have a chance to win is if they kept it close and just kind of teetered back and forth. But no, Benton Harbor was able to just kind of pull away and never literally gave Ottawa Hills a chance in the second half to come back.
And I think one decent defensive strategy, try to contain Carlos Johnson. Well, if you did that in the first half, Carlos only had 9 points at the half, but Kentrell Pullian 19 at the half.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. How do you scout for someone like that? You know, that's probably something they didn't have in the scouting report. He comes out. How many did he end up having?
25,
you know, and 19 in the first half. So you come in the second half, you adjust and like, hey, we got to get out on this kid. And then Carlos Johnson was able to kind of explode there in the second half as well.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up as we take a look at the final stats. Final score from Farnham Gym is Benton Harbor 91, Ottawa Hills 64, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Employee pricing is not just for employees anymore. Siemens and Bridgman announces Employee Pricing Plus is now available to everyone. Select models are included in Employee Pricing Plus, like Jeep Cherokee and Grand Cherokee, Chrysler Pacifica, and Ram Truck. At Siemens and Bridgman, you qualify for the same deeply discounted prices as Chrysler employees do. So clock in and get to work, choosing your new vehicle with Employee Pricing Plus. Shop Siemens and Bridgman today. You might be really glad you did.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Phil McDonald back at Farnham Gym along with Luke Meyer. Final score, Benton Harbor 91, Ottawa Hills 64. We take a look at the final stats for Ottawa Hills. 3 players in double figures. They were led by Michael Hawkins, finishing with 21 points, 15 for James Webster, and 10 points for Santana Phillips. For Benton Harbor, they were shooting lights out tonight. They were led by Carlos Johnson, 28 points. Kentrell Pullian, 25 points. Quindarius Davis, 12 points. And Joe Johnson had a solid night with 11 points on the night. The rest of the Tigers, 7 points for William Suggs, 2 for Daniel Moore off the bench, 4 points for Greg Cooper off the bench, and Kyle Booth, 2 points off the bench. I think we said that I don't know how many times during this ballgame, Benton Harbor showed here tonight that if you come into a game and your defensive drive the Tigers offensively, because there are so many guys inside.
Yeah, it's definitely, as the season goes on and we get towards March, it's going to really make it interesting because, yeah, everyone is locked in on Carlos Johnson, as they should be. But Benton Harbor's shown that they have other guys. They're not just this multi-one-dimensional team. They're multi-dimensional.
Next ball game for Benton Harbor is on the road next Friday night at St. Joe as they close out the holiday. Benton Harbor at St. Joe next Friday right around 7 or 7:15. You can hear that game on News Talk, I should say on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. That'll wrap things up here from Farnham Gym. Thanks for stopping up and joining us.
No, thank you. You know, it's great. I get to wrap up the decade calling a game with Phil McDonald. So I really appreciate it, letting me call games. It's been really fun. Last, 3 years we've been doing games. So it's
for our producer, Quentin Carroll, and Luke Meyer, this is Phil McDonald. Tonight, once again, the final score.